G'day, welcome to Partakers and to our series where we are looking at excerpts from the teachings of Seraphim of Sarov of the 18th and 19th centuries. He is one of the most renowned Russian saints in the Eastern Orthodox Church. Part 12. The Spiritual Peace. Nothing so aids the acquiring of internal peace as silence, and as much as is possible, continual discussion with oneself and rarely with others. A sign of spiritual life is the immersion of a person within himself and the hidden workings within his heart. This peace, as some priceless treasure, did our Lord Jesus Christ leave his followers before his death, saying, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you." John 14, verse 27. Paul the Apostle also spoke about it, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Follow peace with all people and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. In this way, we must direct all our thoughts, desires, and actions toward obtaining God's peace, and always cry out with the church, "Lord, you will ordain peace for us." Isaiah 26, verse 12. It is necessary by all means to try to keep one's spiritual peace and not become provoked by insults from others. To do this, it is necessary always to restrain oneself from anger, and by careful watch, to guard the mind and heart from unclean waverings. Insults from others must be borne without disturbance. One must train oneself to be of such a nature that one can react to insults as if they did not refer to oneself. Such an exercise can bring serenity to our heart and make it a dwelling of God Himself. We see an example of such a lack of malice in the life of Saint Gregory the Miracle Worker. A certain immoral woman demanded payment from him, purportedly for a sin committed with her. He, not in the least angry with her, humbly said to one of his friends, "Pay her the price which she demands, quickly." The woman became possessed as soon as she accepted the unrighteous payment. The bishop then prayed and exorcised the evil spirit from her. If it is impossible not to become indignant, then at least restrain your tongue, according to the words of the psalmist. "I am so troubled that I cannot speak." Psalm 77, verse 4. In this instance, we can take as examples for ourselves Saint Spyridon of Trimifant and Saint Ephraim the Syrian. The first bore an insult when he entered the palace by the demand of the Greek emperor. One of the servants present in the emperor's chamber, taking him for a beggar, laughed at him, did not allow him to enter the chamber, and even struck him on the cheek. Saint Spyridon, being without malice, turned the other cheek to him according to the word of the Lord. Matthew 5, verse 39. The blessed Ephraim, living in the desert, was once deprived of food in the following fashion. His pupil, carrying the food, accidentally broke the vessel on the way. Blessed Ephraim, seeing the pupil downcast, said to him, "Do not grieve. If the food didn't want to come to us, then we will go to it." And so the monk went, sat next to the broken vessel, and gathering the food together, ate it. He was thus without malice. In order to keep spiritual peace, it is necessary to chase dejection away from oneself and to try to have a joyful spirit, according to the words of the most wise Sirach. Sorrow has killed many, but there is no good in it. In order to keep spiritual peace, it is also necessary to avoid judging others in any way. Condescension towards your neighbour and silence protect spiritual peace. When a person is in such a state, then he receives godly revelations. In order not to lapse into judgment of others, it is necessary to be mindful of oneself, to refuse to receive any bad information from anyone, and to be as if dead to others. For the protection of spiritual peace, it is necessary to enter into oneself more often and ask, "Where am I?" In addition, it is necessary to watch that the physical senses, especially sight, serve the inner person, not diverting the soul with mortal items, because the gifts of grace are received only by those who have inner workings and keep watch over their souls. Thanks for listening as we look at this ancient book of the church. Come back every day to Partakers. www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something added to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later. Dave Roberts, signing out.